From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. It is Thursday, January 9th, outside of the Mercy One studio here in Omaha, Nebraska. Leaving a little bit, a few hours to Denver, Colorado tonight for another talk. Deacon Randy Keel coming up here very soon. Deacon Randy is going to give us the first and or second reading for Sunday and how we can, we'll have a little spiritual chat on it, of course. At 7:25 today, Chris Magruder, co-host of Catholic Women Now, is going to preview her 9 o'clock show. 7:40, Drew and Davis are going to be back on from the break for your Maroon Moment, co-presidents of Dowling Catholic High School. And then at 7:45, Dr. Jim Blessman, founder of Blessman International, is going to be my guest on the show. Love having Dr. Jim on, but we're going to talk about how they offer dignity through provision of basic sanitary and water provisions. Also, something as simple as building toilets for people, digging wells, providing safe sanitary toilets for people. We're going to talk to Dr. Jim about that and some ways that you can get involved in helping them out as well. Also, today on the show, I've got five ways that you can show appreciation to your priest today. Now, there was a nice piece done the other day on this by William Hemsworth, but he only did three. And I thought as I was reading this, you know, I'm going to think of two more. And I did right off the bat, because there are so many different ways we can thank our priests for what they do for us and what they do for our parishes and families. I think these are needed today. I really do. So we're going to have that coming up at about 7:15 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And we'll have your saint of the day in the second half hour as well. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
John, are you there? Okay. Deacon
Mark,
Tony,
I think we lost him for a minute.
Okay, well, I'll just go right to it. As John is in Omaha, we'll hopefully get that connection
ahead,
done.
Mark.
Right now from the... John, you there?
I'm here, but well, we'll I'm having right a little trouble with connection, so go ahead.
Okay, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, as we get to our weather this morning, currently in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees, south-southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. That feels like temperatures 32 degrees, as temperatures have been rising since midnight. And today we'll see cloudy skies give way to rain later on today, a high of 54 degrees here in central Iowa. That'll be near a near-record high of 57 degrees set on this date. We'll have southwest winds throughout the day at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We could see some gusts later on this afternoon up to 30 miles per hour, so we'll be mindful of that. Tonight, cloudy and dry. Overnight low of 26 degrees here in central Iowa. And then tomorrow, cloudy and snow in the forecast. Once again, a high of 31 degrees. We could see 1 to 2 inch accumulations here in central Iowa of snow and icy conditions towards the south and southeast Iowa towards Missouri border. So be mindful of that tomorrow. And on Saturday, the snow should clear early in the morning, cloudy and colder, a high of 23 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the medical director for the Iowa Department of Public Health confirms the flu is spreading much faster than usual this season. Now, Dr. Caitlin Padati says there were nearly 700 confirmed flu cases statewide throughout the through the end of December, compared to only about 150 cases a year ago. Now, at this point a year ago, one Iowan had died from flu complications, but this season there have been 11 flu-associated reported deaths here in the state of Iowa. Nationally, the CDC is reporting 2,900 deaths associated with the flu. Now, while January and February are typically peak months, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention list Iowa among the 34 states where the spread of the flu this season is considered widespread. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big 12, number 3 Kansas, defeated Iowa State 79-53 up at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Last night, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves defeated the South Bay Lakers 147-140 out in El Segundo, California. And also last night, the Iowa Wild on the road out in California, they defeated San Diego by the score of 3-2. Wild have won 4 in a row, and they've won 8 of their last 9 games. Tonight, women's college basketball in the Big Ten, number 17, Maryland at the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Iowa City, and they'll be televised on the Big Ten Network. NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves continue their California trip as they take on Agua Caliente Clippers, and that'll tip off at 9 o'clock tonight out in Ontario, California. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has boys swimming, 7th-ranked Ames at number 4 Dowling tonight at 5:30 at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling High School. And in high school wrestling, Dowling at number 8 Ankeny Centennial tonight, and that match gets underway at 6:30. High school girls and boys basketball tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It'll be Dowling at Urbandale, and the girls matchup is number 4 Dowling and number 8 Urbandale. The boys matchup, number 7 Dowling against unranked Urbandale. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock from the Urbandale Gym with both games here on Iowa Catholic Radio tomorrow night, Dowling at Urbandale. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees, a south-southeast wind at 15 miles per hour, making that feels like temperature of 32 degrees. Today we'll see cloudy skies, increasing clouds, rain later today, a high of 54 degrees. Our record high today is 57, so we'll be near that. But we'll have southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts near 30 later today. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad drive for you as we start things off. 7 minutes heading in from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well as you make your way in from the east mixer into downtown. We do have a traffic light malfunction. Hickman Road at Merle Hay Road. That's going to create a bit of a problem in that area. Thanks to Builderken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to Deacon Randy Keel right now. Good morning, Deacon. Isaiah or Acts this morning?
Book of Acts. The Book of Acts. We're going to be
all right.
We're
let's get to
here.
It.
I picked this personally. I mean, you know, I lean a lot toward the Old Testament, but first of all, I want to say it blends perfectly with what we have from Isaiah also. So, folks, please be sure to listen to the beautiful symmetry and parallelisms that are between the scripture that prepare us for the gospel this Sunday. And, you know, as we think of the gospel this Sunday, part of the purpose of our readings is to help us find our own internal sense of fiat, our sense of faith that can say from our humanity back into the Lord, yes, Lord, let it be. Well, today we're going to listen to one of Peter's great fiats. We think so often of Mary, but she was an icon and a model of that which started with her creator also, God, at the very beginning of creation when he said, let there be light, and then she said, yes, let it be according to me. Well, in order for Peter to have this great speech that he gave out for us to be able to understand, he had to say, yes, Lord, let it be, because these words would not have come from a person's own humanity and their own personal inspiration. This speech, this word of God that came forth, this prophetic message, this good news came out for all of us even to be able to hear this Sunday, and that's why I picked on this portion of Acts for us to be spotlighting a little bit. One of the emphasis of the verses coming up for this portion of Acts is God is not a God of partiality. Let's remember here that Peter is speaking to a centurion soldier. When he's saying to this centurion soldier, the Lord is the Lord of all, right there, he is creating political heresy and treason and could be executed for some of the language that he's speaking to this centurion right there. That's not the boldness of a human. That is the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking through his spirit, through Peter, for the sake of even us today. So how in the world could it apply to us today that the Lord is the Lord of every nation? The word nation that was used in Scripture here, ethnos, refers back also to an Aramaic term that Luke, the author of Acts, would have used because he wrote in Aramaic, and it was actually code word. It was actually code word for every Gentile, which means covering the world. Not just the nations, but it meant covering every peoples, all the peoples of the world. And I think sometimes it's easy for us to get sort of myopic, sort of we get kind of Iowa Catholic, and we forget the global nation of the global world of God, the world of God beyond our local parish or our community, and how is God working? Who is God to this world? And he's asking us to stretch out there and see that his work of salvation is offered for all. And how is our great fiat, the sense of let it be, how is it that I am coming to be the one to help and open the prison doors to other people? Who are the people possibly that you're coming in contact with today that are in their own sense of internal prison that you come along and you say, let it be, let the word of God shine through me so that through my life the Holy Spirit can come out and say, I set you free from being a captive. That's what we're seeing coming today to us for this Sunday from some of the works of gospel right here.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit, Deacon, of how you or how the Holy Father has talked about he doesn't want a church that kind of turns inward on itself. And here's what happens, and is a prime example,
right,
I think, in Acts of what we find that when God's grace, when we cooperate with that, what does it do? But it turns us outward. No longer just merely about us. So I appreciate it. Are you preaching this weekend?
I'm not. It's coming up in a few weeks that I'll be preaching. And it might not surprise you, but I get so excited when I get that opportunity because that's a fiat every time I get to do that.
I'm sure it is. Acts of the Apostles, friends, and of course that's going to lead us right into Matthew for this Sunday. Deacon Randy Keel, everyone. Deacon, would you give us your blessing?
I pray for the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Come with your fiat, Lord, to shine through us for the sake of every nation, every people that you have us in contact with for this day. A blessing in the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Randy Keel, everyone. Thanks, Deacon.
Thank you, John.
All right, friends. Sorry, I'm having a little connection issues this morning, but it sounds like we're going to be off and running right now here in Omaha, Nebraska. Had a great event last night, by the way, Legatus. In fact, Brett Bosworth was there. I had no idea, but he splits time between here in Omaha, the Legatus chapter and the Des Moines chapter. With that, I want to thank R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show and all they continue to do for us here. RRRealty.com. I told him, I said, well, you're going to be listening to maybe on the way home this morning on your app. So I'm sure he is. Thank you for all you continue to do for us. RRRealty.com. When we come back, some ways that you can show your priest a little bit of appreciation. You know, I think these are good. I've got three here from William Hemsworth, and I've added two more, but I think these are needed, especially in our parishes today with many of the overworked men that are working their tails off to be able to help us and help our families and so much more. When we come back, ways to appreciate your priest and show them that. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll be right back right after this.
Thank you, Blessman International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessman International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo. And I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray here from The Doctor Is In.
Did I explain to you my Amway theory? Very simple. You give to this station, you support Catholic Radio, and you get a percentage credit of all the lives that are changed. This is true. I've been at this business a long time. I'll tell you, if you only knew the amount of people whose lives have been changed by Catholic Radio. So, you support this station. It would be hard to find something where your support goes as far as it does.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa!
Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. It is Thursday, January 9th. In the wake of a series of earthquakes, I don't know if you've heard about these, but they have left one dead and multiple injured, some 300,000 without power and water in Puerto Rico. Archbishop Roberto Octavio Gonzalez Nieves has called for prayer solidarity among his people and the outside world. Friends, just coming off of that segment with Deacon Randy Keel, that when it comes to our faith, it doesn't turn us inward, it turns us outward. This is something the Holy Father is trying to help us understand. And I think this is something that we can join in the efforts with them, the Puerto Rican people, and being able to pray. And I'm calling for one thing to fast from today for them. And you know, something that's kind of a staple of this show, if you've listened to this show for a long time now, when tragedy hits, when tragedy hits us or when tragedy hits the outside world, I always like to come together with my listeners and just offer one thing of fasting. And then, of course, in that is attached our prayer. So if you can just choose one small thing today to fast from for the Puerto Rican people and many, many that are suffering at the hands of these earthquakes. Just January 7th, 2 days ago, a 6.7 point earthquake, magnitude earthquake hit, and this was seems to be the mother of them all since the December 28th, when many more, a series of earthquakes with increasing strength were striking. I know 5.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Monday, and the largest and most destructive thus far just hit 2 days ago, as we said, Tuesday. So please pray for the Puerto Rican people. That's making Catholic news, kind of going around the horn on that right now. I wanted to call your attention to it. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I have some priests in my life that have really changed me and have helped me in tremendous ways. I can think of numerous, one being our bishop, the countless hours that he and many others in seminary spent with me to be able to help me along in difficult times, joyful times, times of discernment. Really, of course, I love my pastor at St. Pius, and right now, Father Fleming just does an incredible job, tireless worker, and I just speak from personal experience with him, insert your pastor there, the countless priests that are working so hard. Of course, his predecessor, Monsignor McDonald, was an influence in my life as well growing up. I mean, I've just been blessed to have just great pastors for me personally. And I don't know about you, but I also feel like I don't thank him enough. I'll talk about him, and I'll talk about him to other people, but I don't think I thank him enough. And this article here from William Hemsworth really kind of got me thinking on that. Are some ways that I can be more thankful to priests in my life that have really helped me. And you're going to find these are really simple. In fact, number one is probably one of the most simple of all, and that is just simply thank them. Think of a time in your life when they did something for you and thank them, even if it's just giving them a call. And don't keep them on the phone for 3 hours. You know, give them a call and say, hey, Father, you did this for me. You showed up here. That funeral for Mom 2 years ago, I just want you to know I think about it often, and I just want to thank you. I hope you have a great day. Just something like that. You have no idea what that can do for people, let alone our priests. And I don't want to say it's a thankless job as priests. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that would be true. And I think most priests would see and say that many of their parishioners are very appreciative for what it is that they do. But it can get tiring and taxing because there's a lot, of course, that they do. They've got 97 things that come over their plate a day, and most of them, if they're really good, are only going to get to about three. So just simply thank them. A handwritten note, not an email, a handwritten note can go a long way as well, I was thinking in this. But just something simple. And a simple thank you goes a long way. After Mass or when you pass them by them and you're shaking their hands, look them in the eye and just say, thank you, Father. But be specific. Be specific. Number two, invite them over. If you want to show your priest appreciation, invite them over to your house. Now, listen, they might be busy. They may not like to do that. I know some of them do. But invite them over. Have a nice celebration for them. You know, I know I have a friend in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, and her kind of ministry is every year, she just really takes this very seriously. Every year for Valentine's Day, she invites about 10 priests over to her house for dinner. You know, because of course they're not going out on Valentine's Day. She feels well, her and her husband, they've been on numerous Valentine's Day dates, so she's going to throw a little St. Valentine's Day dinner party for the priest. That's called getting creative. I like that. But it doesn't have to be that, just simply an invite. Invite over to your house. Maybe, of course, you know, most priests that I know have a place to go for Christmas or Easter, but maybe their birthday, find out when that is. Throw a little birthday celebration for them, or just simply take them out to dinner, or take them out to lunch, or bring them over to your house for an hour or 2 hours. Again, it doesn't have to be all night, but an invite, a simple invite, can show great appreciation for what it is that these men are doing for us. And look, priests are people too, right? Who doesn't like a good gift every once in a while? Maybe a small gift. You know, if you have a good relationship with your priest, it's acceptable to get him something. Maybe something he'll enjoy. You know, maybe they like wine. Get him a bottle of wine. Maybe tickets to a game or something small. Maybe just a little reminder or a little cross or a little crucifix or something that can, I think, go a long way. I don't know about you. You know, I think for most of us, and this is kind of coming off of the giving season here, we see that, hopefully these priests are getting a little bit of something. It's not about the gifts, no question about it. But look, like I said, priests are people too. So there are many things that we can do here for our priests. But I thought of a couple more that I think you can do that could really help boost the priests. And that is a simple question. The next time you see him, Father, what's one thing I can do for this parish? That's the question. That'll show appreciation. Father, what is one thing that I can do for this parish? One tangible, concrete thing that I can do tomorrow, or I can do this week, or I can do on Sunday. And then do it. You know, it can be easy for us just to say it, but then do it. And finally, you want to show priests appreciation. I'm not talking about your pastor. I'm talking about find out a priest who's in a local or area nursing home and go and visit them. You know, that is something that ever since we go once a month to Bishop Drum to Mass there on Sunday. And it's important for me and my family because I want my kids to be able to see and honor the elderly. And that's something that we talk about a lot on the way there and on the way back, and what ways can we honor the elderly today. I don't want my kids to see the elderly in many ways that secular society does, as people that are just disposable or people that have already had their time. I want my kids to understand that they're people and they're human beings, and they have great dignity and they have great worth, and in many ways, great wisdom, wisdom that far exceeds their father's or their mother's wisdom. We talk about that with the kids as well. What is wisdom? You know, it's not just being smart. There's a difference between being wise and being smart. And the elderly teach us that. And especially, I think, elderly priests. And, you know, maybe some of them won't be able to talk, or they won't be able to talk back or have long conversations. But I think it's so important for us to be able to go and honor them, to be able to just show them our appreciation and saying thank you. So I think these are so important, friends, very important ways, as we get Chris Magruder on the phone right now, very important ways for us to be able to show appreciation to our priests. I am just so thankful and grateful for the priests in my life that have helped me, that have shaped me. It's, of course, a work in progress. And I know my wife and my kids would also say the same. And it's a big thing for me because, you know, I kind of discovered the beauty of the priesthood and the sacrifice of the priesthood early on. I've told that story numerous times where my father, you know, made me go and shake the priest's hands after Mass. And the only answer he gave me was because those hands were consecrated. That was the answer he gave me. And so from an early kind of view, I had this, as Adam Story likes to say, this moral imagination. I had this, you know, sort of, you know, thought on the priesthood that, wait a sec, there's more to just doing good deeds. You know, there's power here. You know, and because of that, I've been able to see that, and it's truly helped transform my life. So thank you. If there's any priests, and I know there are some that are listening to this show right now, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being such an example, an important witness in my life, and just, you know, a friend. Many of you are good friends of mine. Thank you. Thank your priests today. Thursday, January 9th, let's go to Chris Magruder, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What's one priest you're thankful for?
You know, I've got to start with my pastor, Father Ray. You betcha. And Father Mark would be right there with him. Father Chris Rising, who's been one of our, or he has been our spiritual director for the last 5 years for the Baylor Move. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't ask for a dozen.
Yeah. You know what? I grew up in a family where my mom and dad showed me the importance of the priesthood as well.
Very important. Yeah. I know in your work and your ministry and with the veil removed that you had a lot of priests praying for you as well.
You know what? And it's amazing. I hadn't even asked for them, and priests were telling priests to pray for the project. So you bet there have been a lot of them, and they're good men, and that, you know, they're normal humans who are doing extraordinary things, really, truly.
I agree. Give me a little update on this now before we get to what you got going on your show this morning. Where do we sit right now? I don't want to play the numbers game, but I mean, we've surpassed 1 million people have seen this, right?
Yep. We actually, about a week ago, surpassed 4 million. And
wow.
Depending on whose analytics you're looking at, there's two different ways to look at it. And so the last time I've seen recent analytics was about 4 or 5 days ago, and one of the analytics said 4.1 million, and the other one said 6 million people have viewed it so far. So, and it's cool because we're getting lots of comments on our website about how, you know, so often people are saying, I couldn't just watch it once. I had to watch it 2 and 3 times, and every time the tears came, and, oh, my kids loved it, and, oh, my, you know, people, one lady, this is one of my favorite ones, because the veil removed, the Lord made it clear, was for the people in the pews. Get them excited, and the Lord would take care of everybody else. So that was our focus. But we had one lady say, you know, I've been away from Mass for a long time, but after seeing this, I think it's time to go back. And so, those kinds of things. I'm getting a little misty here. I could go on and on with stories that people have said. It's been really cool. And people started sharing some little things that they've been seeing in mass. It's just been really special. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about a few of those at the ladies' luncheon in February. So,
Good. I know you have goals for this, and I don't think you've reached them yet. I really don't. I think there are so many more people that are going to see this, and their lives are continuing and will continue to be changed. Six million, 4 million people sounds like a lot. It is a lot, but I think this thing, it's only in the beginnings of the great work that, that you and many others have continued to do for it. So kudos to you. We'll keep getting those updates. I love hearing about it.
Thank you. Course, thank you. Thank you. God
bless
you.
What do you got coming on your show this morning?
You know what? We're going unplugged. So Julie and I are going to talk a little bit. It was interesting. The other day we started talking. She had just been to Encounter. It's a Holy Spirit ministry up in Ohio recently. And I said, Julie, that's going to be our show. We got to talk about that on our show because she just saw so many powerful things at her encounter experience. And, you know, so we're going to talk just briefly about the history of Pentecost in our church and then what she experienced up at Encounter Ministries. And, you know, just there's a lot of people when it comes to the Holy Spirit in our church that there's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lack of belief. So we're going to talk about some of the hindrances to believing and just, you know, how the Holy Spirit can bless us.
Yeah, I love it, and I love it when you guys go unplugged, too. So Catholic Women Now this morning, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, friends, go to iowacatholicradio.com and theveilremoved.com. Where is it at?
Theveilremoved.com is definitely our website for The Veil Removed, where you can see the short film, and you can actually, you know, get questions answered, order a retreat for your parish, order meditation guides for your parish or yourself. You can order study guides. John, thanks for letting me plug that.
No problem. I love it. Chris McGruder, talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. God bless you.
All right, you as well. Drew and Davis coming up the second half hour for your Maroon Moment. They're back from break. And at 7:45 today, friends, Dr. Jim Blessman, founder of Blessman International, is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about not only are they feeding many different children and families, but they're offering dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation. And what does that really mean? We're going to talk to him about that when we in the second half hour. Excuse me. John Leonetti in the morning here on this Thursday, January 9th, outside of the Mercy One studio in Omaha. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. One of the things I love about most of the people who support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio is they love their Catholic faith. And yes, they love their Iowa Catholic Radio. And the Pew family, they're no different. Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design has been listeners now for a long time and have served families all across central Iowa for a long time as well with outdoor landscaping and design services. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That's fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. Here we get a glimpse into what was the practice of the Jews in their synagogue ceremonies in Jesus' time, and which has influenced the Catholic liturgy. The current Christian practice includes a reading from the Old Testament along with a Gospel reading, which usually portrays Jesus, the initiator of the New Covenant, as fulfilling the Old Covenant. Like the Jews in this passage, we're called to move beyond what we perceive as familiarity with God and to expand our minds to better understand who He is, particularly as Jesus Christ.
If
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Are you prepared for the 2020 Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, Sons of the Father? Saturday, February 22nd at the Embassy Suites by Hilton downtown. Mass is offered at 7 a.m. and the conference begins at 8 with a live breakfast provided. John Leonetti from Iowa Catholic Radio will lead the conference with Iowa State University head football coach Matt Campbell and Joe Stopulis from Man Up. Details for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, Sons of the Father, are at iowacatholicradio.com. iowacatholicradio.com.
The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, Sons of the Father,
iowacatholicradio.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thanks for joining me, John Leonetti, in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Appreciate you being a part of it here. Your saint quote of the day comes from St. Thomas Aquinas. To love God is something greater than to know him. To love God is something greater than to know him. I think that's a good one. I really do, especially when it comes to friendship with God. What kind of level is God calling us to? He's calling us to that of love, an intimate love that God has called every one of us. God has willed every one of us to. It's just a matter of if we say yes to it. Coming up, Dr. Jim Blessman is going to be on the show. We talk a lot about Blessman International on this show, but one of the things I really want to highlight is how they are offering dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation. So much good work happening through that organization. Dr. Jim on to highlight that today, and maybe some ways that you can get involved with it as well. It is Thursday, January 9th. I'm outside of the Mercy One studio here in Omaha on my way to Denver tonight for another Legatus Talk. Keep me in your prayer if you would. Let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. You couldn't get into KVSS radio in Omaha. They wouldn't let you in this morning to kind of nullify the technical.
No, they got their own stuff going on. I just talked to Jim Carroll last night, though. Jim is the president of the executive director of KVSS, and boy, that was fun to be able to talk to him and see him.
Well, I thought they maybe could give you a room in their secondary studio or something. They have such a big confines there in Omaha. I thought maybe you'd get a little room to prevent this technical difficulty.
Well, probably would have been a little bit better, certainly. Yeah, the technical difficulties are not fun, I'll tell you that.
No, they're not, but you're doing well. We'll close out the show here in the final half hour. You're doing well, and hey, I see the Cyclones showed up last night just like Iowa did over in Lincoln the other night. Not good.
It did not look good from what I saw, just the score. I did not feel like I needed to spend a moment's time on that game, and I'm glad I did.
Well, they were down 20 at halftime, and they lost by 26, so not a good night for Iowa State, especially at home, but better things to come, I think, as the season is a long season, and they're only a couple games into the conference season, so hopefully men's basketball will rebound.
I'm hoping.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning. From the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, and a very balmy 40 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 15 miles per hour as you wake up on this Thursday morning. It feels like temperature is 32 degrees. The wind will be a factor today as we'll see cloudy skies, rain later this morning and later in the afternoon. Today's high, 54 degrees. The record high for today is 57 degrees, so we'll be close to that. Southwest winds, though, 10 to 20 miles per hour. We could see gusts near 30 around in early afternoon. Tonight, cloudy skies, dry conditions, overnight low of 26 degrees. And tomorrow, snow in the forecast for your Friday, 1 to 2 inches possible here in central Iowa, a high of 31 degrees. We could see icy conditions down towards the southern border of the state, so be mindful of that. And on Saturday, snow early and then cloudy skies and colder, a high of 23 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy and dry, high of 30 degrees. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the medical director for the Iowa Department of Public Health confirms the flu is spreading much faster than usual this season. Dr. Caitlin Pedati says there were nearly 700 confirmed flu cases statewide throughout the end of December, compared to only about 150 cases a year ago. Now, at this point a year ago, one Iowan had passed away from the flu complications, but this season there have been 11 flu-associated reported deaths so far. Nationally, the CDC is reporting 2,900 deaths associated with the flu. Now, while January and February are typical the peak months, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention list Iowa among the 34 states where the spread of the flu this season is considered widespread. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in men's college basketball, as John and I were discussing, in Big 12 play, number 3 Kansas rolled over Iowa State 79-53 at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Last night, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves pick up a win on the road. They defeated the South Bay Lakers out of El Segundo, California by the score of 147-140. Last night, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild picking up a road win. They defeated San Diego 3-2. The Iowa Wild now won 4 in a row in 8 of their last 9 games. Tonight, women's college basketball on the schedule in the Big Ten. Number 17, Maryland at the Iowa Hawkeyes. And they'll tip off at 7 o'clock. And that'll be televised on the Big Ten Network from Iowa City. Tonight, NBA G League basketball. The Iowa Wolves continue their California swing as they take on Agua Caliente Clippers, and that'll be at 9 o'clock tip-off in Ontario, California. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has boys swimming on the calendar for today as number 7 Ames at number 4 Dowling and boys high school swimming. That meet will get underway at 5:30 at the Dowling at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling High School. And finally tonight, high school wrestling, a dual match between Dowling and Ankeny Centennial. That match gets underway at 6:30 at the Ankeny Centennial Gym. Ankeny Centennial comes in ranked number 8. And tomorrow night we'll have high school girls and boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling on the road at Urbandale. Pregame gets underway at 6 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Girls game scheduled for 6:15. The boys to follow. And again, we'll have both games tomorrow night, Dowling and Urbandale, here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees, a south-southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 32 degrees this morning. But today, increasing clouds, rain later on today, a high of 54 degrees. The record high for today is 57, so warm conditions. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the day. We could see gusts near 30 at times. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see a bit of a slowdown as you're heading in from the West Mixer into downtown on 235, 11 minutes, 9 minutes as you're heading in from the East Mixer into downtown, and still have that traffic light malfunction. Hickman Road at Merle Hay Road, so that's going to create delays in that area. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Builder Kent Construction. Builder Kent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint lived most of his life a long way from home, but God found a place for him where he could contribute the most to the divine plan. Saint Adrian of Canterbury today was born in Africa in the 7th century. He was serving as an abbot of a monastery in Italy when the Archbishop of Canterbury in England named him the abbot of the monastery of Saints Peter and Paul in Canterbury. Adrian traveled the more than 800 miles and began work to make the monastery one of the most important centers of learning in the Middle Ages. Adrian taught in the monastery for 40 years, and through his leadership and personal efforts, the monastery turned out several future bishops and archbishops. However, when the Pope asked Adrian to serve as the Archbishop of Canterbury, Adrian declined the offer. The Pope took the rejection in stride. He accepted Adrian's letter declining the office and if Adrian would do one other thing, instead take a higher position as a personal assistant to him, yeah, the Pope. After Adrian's death and burial, renovations several hundred years later uncovered his body, which was found in an incorrupt state, showing no signs of decay. One of the many miracles through St. Adrian of Canterbury. We ask St. Adrian of Canterbury to pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the saint of the day. A deacon right here in Des Moines, experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does the work for you. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Just go to Davis and Drew with your Maroon Moment.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
Drew and Davis, what's going on, guys?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. You guys have a good break?
Of course.
Oh, too good of a break.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. I'm sure it was long. What do we got coming up, man? We got a lot to discuss.
Yeah, before we get into all that, let's do a little quick recap of Christmas baskets, which I'm sure everyone knows about as we've talked about it a couple of times. But sure. This year we served in total 90 families, which came out to be 534 people. And the faculty and staff raised $8,400, while the students raised $7,100. And in total, we got to a new school record for us with $4,112 raised for these families.
That's pretty awesome, man. I mean, I'm sure you guys are so proud of that. And I was always proud to be a part of that. But always good stuff coming out of Christmas baskets. Let's go down to band with Mr. Stephen Holland.
Yeah. So some of the DCHS jazz students did a really awesome job at the 2019 South Central Iowa Bandmasters. Just to name a few, Evan Williams, John Cahalan, Sam Hansen, Luke McElon, and Joshua Bartimez all won awards for outstanding soloist performance.
Very cool. There's a new student ministry club initiated by Max Brown at the Diocese of, at Dowling Catholic High School, St. Joseph of Arimathea Pallbearers.
Oh, yeah, that's led by Mr. Clark. It's a ministry group that meets down at Caldwell Parish Funeral Home for their orientation. They recruit students for pallbearers, for people who died and don't have family to serve in this capacity.
Unbelievable. That's awesome. That really is. And I know they're gathering about 12 gently worn black blazers in various sizes. So if you have one to donate, you can contact Dowling Catholic High School. They're looking for 12 gently worn black blazers to be able to help with that. Let's go to student activities with Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, so there's always something going on there. This week, Luke Posegate was a finalist in the Know Your Constitution Committee of the Iowa State Bar Association for the Young Lawyers Division. He had to take a quiz. It was completed by each of the participating students and an essay question with the quiz, and this year's topic involved the constitutional question centered on the restrictive student dress code on a public high school, and all the students who participated were asked to consider how the First Amendment, as it relates to the student conduct, and he did a very good job, and we're very proud of him.
Very cool. And finally, admissions with Tatia Aisha.
Oh, yeah. Dowling Catholic's having their annual freshman placement test on Saturday, January 11th, from 7:45 to 12. Any students interested should contact Dowling if they want to get tested for placement.
Very good. Sounds good to me. Oh, and Best Buddies. I don't want to forget that. Best Buddies, they co-hosted their second annual New Year's party for the Des Moines Metro on Sunday. 60 people came for games, ice cream, popcorn bar, frosted cookies, karaoke, and photo booth. It was a fun afternoon, they said. Very cool. Good stuff, guys. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you. You too.
Davis and Drew, everyone.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
All right, when we come back, Dr. Jim Blessman is going to be joining me. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Your full range of residential plumbing services in Des Moines, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving Des Moines and the surrounding areas for more than two decades, GoldenRulePHC.com. Again, thank you for underwriting the show. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news to the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, January 9th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Happy birthday to Monsignor Larry Beeson and Father Michael Berner. Father Beeson is among our retired priests. Father Berner serves parishes in Griswold, Reno, and Cumberland in the southwest part of our diocese. Happy birthday. Father Samuel Danzo is celebrating the anniversary of his ordination to priesthood today. Father Danzo serves parishes in the southeast part of our diocese in Corydon, Sheridan, and Leon. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with the Diocese of Des Moines Vice Chancellor Adam Story about civil discourse and dialogue during the 2020 political process. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news to the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Whoa!
Thanks for joining me, friends. I want to bring in my next guest, formed in 2001, Blessman International by Dr. Jim Blessman. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. It's great to be with you again.
Good to have you on. And I love highlighting you every day we do so here on Iowa Catholic Radio, bring you on once a month to highlight all the good things that you're doing. But I like getting specific here. And the one thing I really want to talk about this morning with you is how Blessman International, you say, offers dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation. What does that look like, just from the beginning of digging wells?
We have a water and sanitation project, and the first part of it is drilling wells. Our part of Africa is always a bit too dry. To grow gardens, we have to irrigate, and many of the schools where we've drilled wells, the children would have had to bring in their own water from home. Because there was just no water in the schools. So Hy-Vee's been an incredible partner in helping us drill wells. We've drilled 30 wells over the last 3.5-4 years.
I'm not getting into specifics here, but I'm interested. How deep are these wells?
The average is about 300 feet. We work with a water geologist, and he'll tell us ahead of time how deep we likely will have to go. And we can go up to about 400, 450 feet, but the average where we find water has been around 300.
And so how long will that give them water for?
Many, many years. I would say 50-plus years, probably even more than that. So it's a gift that just keeps on giving.
If you weren't doing this, and let's say no one did this, where would they get their water?
Some of the top places are really, as a physician, very alarming because they'll bring water out of a pond where livestock will be in, and it's just not clean, and the children end up with diarrhea and all kinds of illnesses.
If you had it your way right now, you could snap your fingers. How many of these wells would you dig right now in South Africa? If you could, there was no limit.
Oh, that's a tough question, John. We're drilling 10 wells a year with funding from Hy-Vee. We could drill easily 30 wells a year if funding were available. But we're actually happy with what we're doing and just want to keep doing more of it.
Well, I mention this because there's still a need. I mean, you look at the great work you're doing, and as you said, I mean, 10 of these wells and offering years and years and years of water for people, but that doesn't mean that we can just kind of sit and, you know, cross our legs and feel like our time is done. And that's, I think, a big mission for me at Iowa Catholic Radio. One of the reasons why I like highlighting you, because who knows who's listening right now that might say, you know, I can give, I can help a little bit. In what ways could they do that for these wells?
Well, any money or donations that can be given will just be added to the gift that Hy-Vee gives us, and it's kind of like a matching fund. But whenever the money comes in, we'll use it to drill more wells, if that's what people designate the funds to.
Mm-hmm. And they can go to blessmaninternational.org to be able to make that happen, or they can call you guys. What's the good number to call?
515-343-5920.
And they make it very easy at the top of their website, which is, as I've mentioned before, a great-looking website. You can click on Donate Now, and, I mean, just very easy. Click which donation you'd like to give, put your name in there, your, of course, payment option, and that will go. And I think there's a comment section there, and you can designate that, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, and we always honor donor wishes.
Dr. Jim Blessman, thanks for coming on. All you continue to do. Love highlighting you, Doctor.
My pleasure. Thanks, John. We'll see you in the spring.
We'll talk to you soon. That puts this Thursday, January 9th show in the books. Gene Wells in for me tomorrow as I will be traveling to South Bend. So this is kind of a talk. Four in a row. We're going to make it happen, though. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, to bless us all and protect us, bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti. Be confident for his mercy and his love today.
Well, many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.